considers himself a minor celebrity, like a war hero, that you may have heard of, maybe not. But he is the opposite of my old character, which was a really bad person.
Okay.
Who made a lot of bad decisions.
Terrible,
you know what I mean?
Terrible, like almost one of those.
So I was like, cool. I think this guy, he's going to be like forthright and honest and gallant and whatever.
Okay.
But he's like human and flawed and maybe is like a little too comfortable in life.
Awesome.
Is my thought process around it.
Love that.
He's already fought these wars and now he's just.
Love that.
Chilling. Okay. In a one-bedroom apartment. So, I know this is perfect for you.
So my character's name is Risk. He's a raven, Arakakura, with almost flame-like feathers going up in a mohawk style.
Love it.
Doesn't really know why. But red and orange are the colors. Always has a battle vest on. It could change from, you know, linen. There's this new thing that they're trying out. It's like a cotton, where they just take this stuff and then like put it together and like string and then put it all. It's weird. then go on to like leather and stuff. Then throw patches on there. Preferably with spells, but right now just. Events that I want to.
Patches with spells you can use.
Something, yeah, you gotta like rip it off. Throw it.
Awesome.
There's like an
item. It's basically just having.
What's up?
Spells for first. Put it on to
anyway. What, like the sentence?
Emo.
Yeah.
Sad as fuck. Was in a band. We broke up. And
okay.
Now I just work as a person that just. Sells potions and shiny rocks, I mean crystals, at a shop whenever I get a shift, and it's rare that I get a shift these days. Anyway, that's why I have the pull-out couch in the middle of the living room of this one-bedroom apartment.
All right, so we have the first claim spot in the apartment. a lot of real estate left. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, question on my, because I did the witch light hand. Background.
Yeah.
Am I still in the apartment?
No, you'll be introduced when
gotcha,
we get to the
okay,
carnival.
I just was clarifying that, yeah. My character's name is Merrick. He's a tiefling. Grew up in the carnival, joined when he was very young. Kind of has like lived it and kind of adapted to it. So he's kind of showboaty, very boasting of himself, but he doesn't do any shows. He's just a hand. He's in the background. He's usually kind of helping around with things. He has like a mentor that is a old, used to be kind of big time star of the show, but now he's kind of older and can't do the tricks he used to, but he still finds him super fascinating. He did a lot of shows with kind of magic and Merrick's just obsessed with all that stuff, but can't do any magic of his own, up until just kind of very recently. So, but.
He thinks he's a prodigy now that he's able to do like a small trick here and there. So.
Go ahead.
Okay. Her character's name is Elizira, and she is a noble, but she was born basically not how she was supposed to be, so she's like a side branch of the noble family, and instead of hiding her, they use her as a trophy.
Righty, coolio. All right, so here's what I'll describe as your guys' apartment. So your guys' apartment is more of like a crumbling way station more than a home. The front door leans on a busted hinge. The wood is swollen from years of rainwater seeping through. There's a faint smell of mildew, and last night's ale clung to the walls, mixing with the tang of candle smoke. That never seems to go away. Inside, you guys do have a decently sized kitchen and dining hall. However, it's like hoarded with all of your guys' gear. So whatever gear you guys have, you guys are using the kitchen to hoard. There's that. The walls, they're patched with mismatched boards where plaster has fallen away. There's a leak in the ceiling that's never been fixed with a bucket and an old cloak that's dripped steadily into it whenever it rains.
How much is rent?
let's find out, actually. You guys are paying 700 each.
Gold.
Fuck me. We really should get better service.
Yeah, so how about we do this? You guys all wake up. Let's say that you guys are getting ready for an event. You guys know that the carnival is coming. You guys are aware of that fact. So how about you guys... Who wants to start?
Can I get the names again real quick? Yeah. So, the characters.
Actually, do that for me too.
Character's name?
Yes.
Sir Damien Rossmore.
You said Rossmore?
Rossmore.
Oh, actually, you know what? Everyone roll a d20, and then in that order, that's going to be our roleplay order.
12.
We'll go lowest to, or we'll go highest to lowest. So whoever gets highest goes first, and whoever gets lowest goes last.
Are we adding initiative?
15. Can you guys go around the table and give me names as well?
Yeah. So Sir Damien Rossmore. He's really big about
Sir. He's gonna repeat it. Don't you worry.
I'm gonna repeat it constantly.
Love that.
Risk. R-I-S-K. Last name, capital E, apostrophe, Y.
Risque.
Mine's Merrick. It's M-E-R-R-I-C. Last name is Nettlewick. N-E-T-T-L-E-W-I-C-K.
I love it. How do you spell the last one again?
N-E-T-T-L-E-W-I-C-K. Whoa.
So cool.
And then your character.
E-L-I-T-R-I-A.
And do you want to give me your last name there?
The last name is D apostrophe S A V R Y N.
R Y
N.
That's so like I love
the Severin.
It's so cool. I like it.
So I did stop at a grocery store on the way here. One of these is for me.
I
brought treats.
I love that. Go ahead and
one of them is mine.
Go ahead and please give yourself inspiration anytime you bring snacks.
Oh my god. 1, 2, 3.
Sure.
There's enough for everybody.
I just want
one
because it won't
melt. I love that.
So, snack by guilt.
Right. Yeah, I'll be looking forward to seeing what you do.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so whoever rolled the highest, you initiate role play.
Is that me?
Yep.
How do I do if I'm not there?
Good point. Go to the next highest. Thank you. Good job, DM. You? All right.
Really where it gets the warm here.
Go for it, risque.
I wake up in my comfy bed.
You're living the life. What?
I roll on my mattress. You see the sunlight come out from the window, and I hear another fucking bird out there. It's like... Most people here tweet, 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 tweet.
All I hear is, hey, I need to get laid. Anybody out there want to fuck? What time is it? The sun's not even out. No. Which animal? It's the fucking rooster. God damn it. Alright, I'm gonna go make some coffee. Or the equivalent thereof.
As you go to make your coffee, you run into the next person who's after you. You? Alright, you run in. You see him on your way to... Is your character him or her? All of you. All of you. Like, what are your character's pronouns so I know?
He, him pronouns.
Okay.
They, them.
Okay.
He, him, for where?
Okay. You said Sir Damien Rossmore, is he him?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, let me
I
know.
Said that right, right?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you said the whole thing.
I thought that was the joke. and then
he, him, sir.
Sir.
Okay. Yeah, sir. That's funny.
And I expect to be addressed as such. And what are you complaining about? You're a bird. You're a bird, too. So I would expect more camaraderie. With your fellow birds, but also I understand your discomfort due to our shared misfortune, i.e. everything around us.
Glances vaguely outside the dumpster fire that is there.
Yeah, I'm just like looking out the window. I'm like,
I want some coffee.
And I often ask myself, how did I end up here after everything I've done and all my exploits?
I don't want to get philosophical right now.
But,
I'll talk to you after I've had some coffee.
But I
do you
agree.
Want some?
And all that I'm looking forward to...
I'm going to keep walking.
You walk in on their conversation.
I keep walking towards the kitchen while he talks at me.
You walk in on their conversation.
What's going on now?
Just counting down the days to this carnival.
I'm gonna make some coffee if you want.
Make hot bean juice? Why not?
It's gonna be tasty this time, I promise.
Can you roll a d8 for me?
Seven.
Cool. Alright, as you guys are having your conversation about coffee and how your house is run down and you're stuck. You hear a rumbling from outside and you see a giant like wagon after wagon. There's one of horses, there's one of foxes carrying carriages, and they're landing right now. Does anyone make an observation? You're like passenger in one of the carriages. Yeah, exactly. If you want to, like, tell your perspective right now, as you guys are coming down, feel more than free to, since we're on your turn for roleplay.
Can I do a perception check?
Absolutely.
That is an 18.
With an 18, you can tell that today is the dawning of the carnival, the Witchlight Carnival. That is the carnival that you guys have been waiting and waiting for years to come back. You guys just didn't know the date, so you guys have been stuck here. And then we'll go back to you.
Yeah, I'm assuming that this point, Merrick, I wake up, I guess I'm riding in, looking out kind of the... You say I'm in the...
Yeah, you're like... Co-pilot.
Looking out, just kind of seeing everything, I kind of look back at Perrin, who I would make sure that I'm in the same cart as him.
Yes.
And say, this isn't one of my favorite places to be, that's for sure, but they do love a show.
Why is this one of your least favorite places to be when everything can be amazing as long as you're a part of it?
Always so philosophical about these things. Sometimes a dump's just a dump.
Look at where we're going. A dump is a dump until we transform it into something else.
That's why they pay us, right?
Well, there are things that cost and there are things that don't, and sometimes it's not always of monetary value, and you know that.
That's true. You're right.
All right.
And then I would just open up this odd-looking book and just kind of go through the pages.
Okay, as you're going through those pages, you guys are landing. We're going to go to you now. Wait, no. You, right? You're next.
Are we going in order?
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So, Risque is number one. Sir Damien is number two. Then Merrick is number...
Merrick's fourth.
You're number three. How do you pronounce your name? Elazira. Elazira. Okay. Got it. Three, and then four. Okay, cool. All right. Risk, we're on you.
I'm in the kitchen, whatever they're...
You hear like a commotion from outside.
Yeah, not really caring. I know what's happening out there.
Okay.
So I'm brewing some coffee.
Okay.
While that's brewing, I'm sitting there rolling up what can be the equivalent of like some kind of cigarette, a cigar. Okay. Like, it's not else. With tobacco.
Okay, we are going that way.
I'm not awake yet. I need to wake and, you know...
Love that.
The life of a bard.
The life of a bard that's had a hard life.
Okay.
With this asshole.
Do you mention anything to anyone else?
I hope they're not talking to me.
Okay. All right, Sir Damien. You're next.
Finally here. The only thing I've been looking forward to this carnival. I knew it was coming. I could sense it. Just like I can sense the fear of my enemies. But I do wonder what part we shall play. I don't know.
You can jump in whenever you want.
You don't know your job yet?
We have jobs.
We have jobs.
Well, you're supposed to be doing something, right?
At the carnival?
The only one who's hired at the carnival is me.
I'm just...
Well, what are you supposed to be doing, then? Like, what do you want to do?
Enjoying...
You want to get the food? You want to help us pick the, like, events to go and see? Somebody
I
want to
get all of us out of here.
Food.
The fresh air is probably a good choice.
The food, the shows to see, what shops to hit. We can do it all.
I want to do it all.
Do we have a map? Do you know where everything's going?
I sent a map in the chat.
Do we know what would be there?
Yes, you guys do. How about we do this? Do a wisdom saving throw. That's what we'll do. Yeah.
That's where I'm caught up. Okay.
So, I need it to be higher than a 13.
It's not.
So you won't remember the things that you saw last time.
Okay.
Anyone that gets higher than a 13 will like have some inkling rememberings of what they saw last time.
14.
Cool. So I can give you
20.
All right. You remember everything. But it's up to you if you want to tell them everything. So do you want to tell them everything or do you want me to send it to you? Okay, so here's what you remember.
Thank you.
I rolled a 2, so I don't remember much about this place.
Sounds like an employee. You remember that there is a bubble pop teapot ride. You remember that there's a carousel, but it's not really a ride. It's more of a question. Remember that there is something called the Big Top Extravaganza. And you remember of two elves named Mr. Witch and Mr. Light. And that is what you remember.
Sounds awesome.
I actually to remember something.
There is a map that you sent to
it.
Yeah.
I did.
All
oh,
really?
Yep.
It has all the different spots on
yep.
it. It looks like it is.
I did not see that.
It is the actual map. Absolutely.
There's
a mine.
There's snail racing.
And we can do whatever you guys want to do.
There's dragonfly rides.
But I already get pretty high.
It'll
my wings,
be lots of fun.
There's snail racing, guys. We can try and get our rent back.
As soon as I heard snail racing, I was like, I'm there. I'm not a gambling
okay.
man. But
this
rent does need me. I will stake my entire future on this sale. Snails right now. If this is our living situation.
Okay, so you...
I'm willing to sell one of Sir Damien's kidneys.
Come and take it.
You guys land. And any trees that are in the neighboring area literally get up and walk away. The retired performer next to you, Perrin, says... Watch this, lad. I know that you have trouble with magic, but enjoy this. And he throws out a ribbon, and where all the trees departed, the ribbon turns into this giant lake, and it's about 20 feet wide and 10 feet deep. It's sparkling water, it's very pretty, and it surrounds the entire carnival like a moat, all right? And then you guys land, and then everything just unfolds like a big cardboard box from the wagons and turns into all these rides and exciting attractions.
Eric pulls out like a quill and writes giant lake spell. I'll teach you that later, sometime.
I got you,
I can definitely do it. Promise.
Okay.
It won't be like last time.
Well, yeah, we don't talk about last time. Okay. Okay, so we are back on. We're gonna go back to you, Risk. You just remembered everything. So go ahead, and since we're back on Risk, if you wanna tell Risk, go ahead.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You mean like about the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. What you remembered, what you rolled a 20 on.
Well, there are lots of activities. Do you guys want to ride rides, do activities, watch races?
Races, guys.
The races sound, I mean.
It looks like we're hitting the races first.
We're gonna be cycling through the races. We're gonna have one person on races the entire time. Then we're just gonna go on separate adventures and come back and somebody else does the races. We need to be all constantly earning money, but like not getting too bored.
From the races.
Not getting bored and not being left behind on adventures. So, like, we're just going to take turns. Sounds good, guys?
All right.
Sounds very risky.
Here's your exposition.
Shut the fuck up. You're not here.
You're about to be. So here's your exposition. The traveling extravaganza known as the Witchlight Carnival visits your world once every 8 years. You have a dim memory of sneaking into the carnival as a child without paying for a ticket. The memory has grown foggy over time, though it still conjures a weird mixture of emotions, wonder, and awe mixed with loss and regret. During this childhood visit, your character lost something. You tried to find it, but the carnival owners, a pair of elves named Mr. Witch and Mr. Light, were decidedly unhelpful. "Silly little screeching cricket," said Witch. "You forgot to buy a ticket." "The carnival goes round and round," said Light. "The multiverse is our playground. Nothing's free, nothing's lost. Every visit has its cost." As time passed, your heart became less heavy, and you gave less and less thought to those childhood events. Now, for reasons that you can't explain, the longing to retrieve that which you have lost has resurfaced as though an old spell has faded away, allowing you to feel the loss as sharply as if it happened yesterday. The Witchlight Carnival has returned, and you find yourself standing near the ticket booth by the entrance at twilight. So that's what it says in the book, but we're gonna let you guys walk there and go there. The only thing that I need to add is, actually, nothing. I saw someone had a hand up. Anyone have a question? Okay, cool. All right. You guys are on your way out the door and on the way to the carnival. You are in the middle of setting up. You remember everything, so maybe you want to, like, kind of tell them. Here's how we're going to do this. Where's my D8? We are going to be on the first hour once you guys get there. All right.
The first hour?
Yeah. Remember that message I sent you guys, and it was just a one-word message? The only one that wasn't one word, it said, like, a mug with an E.
Yeah, yeah.
That was yours? Okay.
Yeah.
What I sent you guys, and the only reason I said yours out loud was because it doesn't give anything away.
Okay.
Is what you guys lost. All right.
That's depressing.
Wait, mine's real depressing.
Yeah.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah. Mine's not surprising at all.
Like, yours is kind of funny.
Mine is just like my everyday fucking life. Then you just like virginity. I wanted to enjoy it.
I'm trying to find it again.
Because
I like my virginity.
All right. Cool. How about we do this? Do another wisdom saving throw. This one's gonna have to be higher. It's gonna have to be at least an 18.
Wait, so I still lost something too?
Yes, you. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Definitely not.
No one?
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20? Not an 18 though?
Not an 18, but like 20.
What?
Am I
right?
19 was the roll.
19. I will tell you that. You do remember that someone stole something from you, but that's all you remember. Cool. So you guys are on your way to the carnival. You guys can talk amongst each other. Go for it.
So many memories flooding back.
What?
From young childhood.
That must be nice.
Yes, I rarely think about it. I'm haunted by all the memories of war from the decades of battles hard fought. So I'm excited to do something whimsical again. But I don't remember much. It sounds like you remember everything. What was your
just
favorite?
Just remember, buy a ticket.
Don't, is that what you
know?
Yeah, just buy a ticket. Don't try, just buy a ticket.
I want to flying. I'll see you guys in there.
Okay, cool. All right.
You're just going to fly away.
He's a bird.
Well, okay.
And that's my
key. I love it. Okay, so you fly off, you disengage from them. Yeah, let's just say that you fly off to the ticket booth. Is that cool? All right, cool. You're running after them. They're going to the ticket booth. You see that they're running after them, and another, the bird's flying away, and you're like, what do I do now? Because we're in the middle of a conversation. Do you chase after them?
Skip after them.
You skip after them. Okay, so she skips along. All right, you guys all meet up at the ticket booth. Just one second. Go ahead and describe, like, the travel on the way there, what you guys were doing.
So, I'm being all loud and so sarcastic, being like, you know what, guys, I don't even want to buy a ticket. I'm just going to fly over this. And I'm just like,
and I'm kind of like chasing him. Disrespectful. Like,
shut the fuck up, sir. Sure, sir, respectfully, shut the fuck up.
Do you go over to the ticket booth? Okay.
Maybe.
Do you?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, give me a DC check. It needs to be higher than a 15. You're going to use dexterity.
That would be a 17, my guy.
Awesome. All right, so just so you know, you are going to sneak in successfully, but you won't be given a pair of fake wings, which shows... It's like essentially a wristband that shows admission.
said, I am a bird.
Yeah?
I'm down to do that.
Okay. All right. I mean, yeah. Okay. There's a lot of ways you can do it. All right. Go ahead.
Unlike this degenerate, I will buy my ticket. I will take your advice.
Okay. Let's skip on over to this ticket booth.
All right. You see a silver statue of a dancing fairy that's mounted on the roof of the ticket booth, surrounded by fluttering butterflies. It's decorated with an animated depiction of the night sky with shooting stars arcing across it. There's an elderly goblin perched behind the ticket counter, peering at you quizzically through a spyglass. He lowers the spyglass and calls out to you, "Greetings, fairgoers! I have some tickets. It looks like it's in an envelope with the initials NM. It looks like it is for Sir Damien Rossmore? Sir Damien Rossmore? Is there a Sir Damien Rossmore?"
"Yes, Sir Damien Rossmore, Viscount of Thalgarden."
"Yeah, you. Here's a ticket." He gives you a ticket, and then as he hands it to you, it dematerializes, and the wings appear on your back.
I am after years of living as a paladin, I feel so blessed right now to be here with all of you, except for you. Just kidding. I'm not associated. I appreciate the kind gesture.
Okay.
So you're just giving me a ticket. I just got a ticket.
Risk A? Is there a risk A? That's you? Here's a ticket. And the same thing happens. It says, "Hey, there was a bird that, did, was that wasn't you, right?"
"No, I just had to go to the bathroom. I just walked back here. What's up?"
"Oh. Okay, well, here's your ticket."
"Thank you.
Glad you enjoyed your bathroom break."
How does his wings look with his wings?
So it looks kind of silly. You have like some small fairy wings on top of your giant raven wings. And then we have one more ticket for two. Elizaria, the sovereign.
Elizaira,
the sovereign. Is that you?
Yeah.
That's you. Okay, here's a ticket. Looks like we have one more.
Wait. Can mine match my tail?
Sure.
Okay.
We have one more for. Oh! Well, that can't be right. Hold on. Well, Merrick, looks like you're off for tonight. Here's a ticket.
Why do I have a ticket?
I don't question things, and you shouldn't either.
Is this something that happens ever to, like, workers? They just get a ticket? Like, is this something that, like, this is, yeah, out of character. Like, would I know that?
Oh, it's more of, like, it happens, but
okay.
it's...
So it's not something, like, is the first...
It's not out of the blue. No, it's essentially, like, a day off at Disneyland.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Okay. Walk up, take a ticket. You don't know who decided that?
You should probably talk to Perrin if you're upset about it.
I'm not upset about it at all.
Okay, well, you don't sound happy. So. Okay, that is your introduction to them. So he says, "Well, all four of you, enjoy your stay. Just here's how things work. No stealing. No thievery. Be polite. If someone's making a joke, join in. And if someone's talking to you, acknowledge them. However, every single time you don't do that, the carnival will notice and things will change. Is that understood? Do we have a mutual agreement?"
"Easy."
"Okay. Well, then you guys will be on your way. I heard there's snail racing, so..."
"We are headed to the snail bridge, if you are interested in..." "I mean, you work here, correct?"
Yeah. I've been here for quite a while now.
I got 5 on it. Let's go.
Do you know who's this racing?
The snails?
Any favorites?
Gosh, after the last one, I gotta remember. There's good ones. Don't worry about it.
Do you have any inside information?
I cannot tell you that.
Do you work at the snail races?
All I'm gonna say, is you can have that with me if you're really here.
Okay, well, I'm glad. It's my good fortune to meet you.
By the way, Merrick, nice to meet you guys.
Sir Damien Rossmore, Vice Count of Thalgard.
I'm not gonna remember.
You might have heard of me.
Remember that.
Was your
last time?
As a little boy.
So you weren't a sir yet?
I was not a sir.
Okay.
I am quite distinguished now, yes. I did lose something, but I'm not thinking about that too much.
We got lost and found. I'm sure you can find it.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Riz. Good luck forgetting my name.
That's a lot easier. Not like sir, not like...
Great.
Oh, fair
so
enough.
Easy.
I like your wings.
Thanks. Which one?
The carnival ones. They're nice.
So as you guys are having your little conversation, a guide walks up to you and says, "Hey guys, I just wanted to let you guys know how our tickets work. I know that the actual ticket dematerialized and turned into wings. So here's how that works. Each ride that you take is going to have a hole punch into your wing. So that way we'll know each time that you guys ride a ride. Each ride costs a different amount of hole punches can only be ridden a certain amount of times. We like to limit things, that way we don't stay here for a prolonged amount of time. We do have to go different places all over the universe every 8 years, so it is kind of, we're here every 8 years, but you know, we're everywhere all the time. So just so you know, that's how this works, and
like
yeah.
Do I know his name?
It's a job.
Sure.
I'm not gonna ask you this for every single person.
Like, hey, sure, Steve. You see a name tag and it just says Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
No problem. My, you know, customer service voice
if
on.
If you see Perrin, can you send him to the snail races?
Yeah, you want some like insider information?
Well, I mean that's the usual, but more just curious if he was the one that hooked me up with the day off or not. So.
So I do have some information about that. Here's the thing. Perrin thought that maybe it would benefit you to kind of be thrown into the den of wolves, as they might say. Not literally, but as in... Yeah, no. That'd be animal cruelty, and you know, but you know how you've been working on your magic and stuff, right? So there's gonna be like a big like talent show.
Oh, perfect.
And everyone's gonna like get to, you know, any visitor here gets to participate. So it's kind of like, you know, Faye got talent. You know.
Sorry, guys, if you were planning on attending.
No, you didn't just tell a bar that there's a town on this is ready to get fucked, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
No problem. All right. And he just walks off.
This is awesome. Talent show.
All right.
Anybody here got talent? Remember, I have feathers.
So you got a lot of talent. You do. My talent is bravery.
That's okay.
Right?
I've already got ideas.
At least I'm not the only one here.
We have some of those here. Like you throw knives and stuff.
You know, I'll do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I think that's what I'm thinking.
You fit right in.
I think I can just deflect it.
Like no, I think the knife will fit in him.
Tim starts rushing back.
Hey,
so another thing. Did you guys get your gifts?
What gifts?
So every visitor who gets their wings gets a gift.
Oh,
Did you guys get your gift? It's a personalized gift. Like we spend like a lot of time, like, getting the gifts. So did you guys get the gifts?
No,
I don't believe so.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, if you guys want to get the gifts, I believe that Nicholas is actually holding them at one of the big tents. So if you want to get that, you know, he has one for you too. So yeah. It should be pretty cool. So just make sure you guys get those, because if you guys don't get those, you know, that was all the work.
Let's go get our stuff.
I would like to go there before the snail races.
Yeah,
let's
go get our stuff. Let's go.
It might affect the snail races, so
maybe. Let's go.
Wait, Tim, do you have any information?
No, shut the fuck up.
Before you go, hold on.
Tim, run!
do you need something?
Do you have any tips on the snail races? Is there a snail you like?
Payton.
Payton.
Yeah. Now mind you, like, odds are like 1 to 10.
That's not bad.
But there's also like 100 snails, so it's more of like a 1% chance. But Payton, when I see Payton, I just know that snail is special. I just know. So
I want to be Payton full. Yes, I'm following you.
Okay. All right. So you guys are on your way to a tent. It's called the Big Top. So it's called the Big Top just because it's the biggest tent there. The roof of this tent reaches towards the night sky, and three swooping peaks top with spinning gold stars. The painted wooden panels on the tent walls whirl with colorful motion, displaying vibrant circus performances. The sound of music and laughter also drifts out through the canvas door. All right, so that's what you hear and see as you guys are walking into the tent. And when you guys do walk into the tent, you guys are going to be greeted by Nicholas at a counter.
Mare just finishes. I'm telling you, Firecracker was the best snail until he
popped. What? What?
I'm glad. I mean, at least he didn't get salted.
The crowd would want
him. I would too.
There's a lot of salt in the tent, I'll tell you that. Oh, hey, how's it going? We're here for our gifts.
Oh, your gifts. Yes. Okay. He runs through some paperwork. It looks like Merrick, right? Merrick. Merrick, you get a candle. You get a candle.
Sure.
If you want to roll for an investigation to figure out what it does.
Yeah.
You can.
13.
That is actually high enough. You know that from your experience in this carnival that the candle that you were given isn't just an ordinary candle. It's a candle that flickers in the hues of each season. And then it's also like a mood ring. So whoever is holding that candle, it displays the color of their mood. And then once a day, because of if that candle is in your possession, you get advantage on persuasion.
Okay.
Let's see. And he's like pulling out his hair. Sir Damien Rossmore?
Yes, Sir Damien Rossmore, Viscount of Thalgard.
Sir Damien Rossmore, Viscount of Thalgard?
Yeah.
Okay, you got a... Oh, that makes sense. You got a medal of mostly valor.
Mostly valor?
This
is insulting.
So he hands you a gleaming official-looking military medal with a bright rainbow ribbon. You can figure out what this does by pinning it on your chest. You pin it on your chest?
I definitely.
As you pin it on your chest, it says, "Behold the brave!"
Not the introduction I wanted, but I'll take it.
roll investigation for me as well. I woke you guys up.
Oh, that was great.
That was our dead inside.
I got an 18. Well, I rolled 18. 16, but
Okay, awesome. You know that metal, it'll magically polish your armor once per long rest. And as long as your armor is polished by the metal, you will get a disadvantage on stealth because of the armor, but you will get an advantage on intelligence whenever it's polished.
Whoa, they do know me well.
I read your guys' character sheets.
Is that thing going to scream a lot?
It screams once you pin it, and that's it.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
I'll never take it off. I love it.
Thank you,
Nicholas.
If we want to call us in the middle of
the
night, we just hear screaming.
well, that was a good alarm clock. Jesus. Okay. I have something for risque. A risque?
Yeah, it's
a risky? Risque? Risk?
That's right.
Risk A-E. No?
Either, so risk, first initial E. Risky, fine. Risk A, also fine. Risk, perfectly fine. Hi, I'm Risk.
Risk, yeah? Risk, yay.
Sure. I'll do that.
Okay, risk, yay. I have a... it's funny if I know how to pronounce it. It's not if I don't.
I know.
Looks like you get a kazoo of whistling. So he hands you a kazoo. And it's shaped like a bird's beak. You will figure out what to do with it once you try to sing a song with it. Also, once a day it can mimic the sound of keys exactly.
Like jingling?
Yeah, like the jingling of keys. Okay. One more. I can't pronounce that. E-dog? E-dog? E-L? I?
Me?
No, not me. E-L-I-Z-I-R-I-A.
I'm assuming you mean me.
There's no me here. There's no me here.
I don't spell it. It's L-E-0. It's a word. It's not letters said in a row.
Oh. Okay. You should fix that. You get... Oh, and he hands you a nose lute.
What's that?
Yep.
I guess that's my talent now.
That's your talent, figure it out.
So it looks like a delicately carved wooden lute that you put in your nose. When a bard plays it, only when a bard plays it. It's a bard heavy table.
Oh, is it? You're
yeah. Bard, not bard.
Paladin, a bard.
Not bard. Two bards is a lot of bards.
Oops, all bards.
It also sounds fun.
There's different colleges. We could have rivalry.
Go ahead and try to play your nose lute. See what happens.
How do I put this in? Anybody know?
I can show you. I have proficiency in lute.
You can ask. You can ask someone.
I know a big lute, but this little nose thing. How do I help?
Yeah.
So I have a beak, but it's very similar. Okay, all you have to do is put it on the side of your nose, and while you're exhaling, hum, and then just. So you see on the side of my beak that hole right here? Just imagine that's your nostril. Here you go.
Okay.
Ah, chew.
Gesundheit.
Do.
Ah, chew.
Salute.
Ah, chew, chew, chew.
I think he's allergic.
What's happening?
It's from the loop.
No, the sneezing's coming from the loop.
Oh.
Are you playing and sneezing at the same time?
No, that's somebody else.
Why are gifts so loud? They're all a little rude.
I haven't even tried mine yet.
You guys don't even know what happens when I light this candle, trust me.
I figured you'd pick up more... and relaxing environment. I don't know. You can do it at home.
Well, you can try it now.
No, I'm okay. Let's go.
Okay. As you guys go through the tent, you guys see something. You see a few acts. Let me see my D8. All right, so what you guys see is a satyr fiddler whose music is causing dancing plants to burst from the ground. All right. And you guys, this is the second act that is going on. Accompanying that act is a troop of 8 clowns launching themselves from a magic cannon. So that's what you guys see right now in the tent.
Oh, wow.
All right, here's the thing, guys. Wow. We can get easy experience points just by killing these little clowns. Or we can watch some clowns fly through the air. What do you want to do? Do we want to kill flowers, or do we want to go watch some clowns?
We're not here to break up the carnival. We're just here to have a good.
He gets real mad.
You work here.
I don't want to make the Fae mad.
Yeah.
I just met you. I know this guy.
Stop breaking the law.
It's not a law. It's just, it's
were you that bird that flew?
No.
Can you roll perception for me?
Just because I'm a black bird, you think we're all look alike? That my good friend is speechless.
13?
Okay. You notice while you guys are having this banter that one of the dressing rooms is actually, the door is ajar.
Okay. Give me a second. Watch the show. The clowns are great. Trust me. I'll head over towards the door.
You head over towards the door?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll a D8 for me.
8.
Okay. You see on a desk, you see a clown costume with fake butterfly wings on it.
Oh. Like the ones that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody else in there?
Mm-mm.
Looking back at the clowns, does anyone look suspicious? Like, I would kind of recognize them.
You notice that one, like, roll Arcana. Also, if anyone has detect magic, that'll also.
20.
Okay. Does anyone in here have detect magic so I know of for ahead of time?
No.
No?
Think so.
No.
Do you? No. Okay. It would be a spell if you have it.
Nope.
Okay. All right. So you notice with that 20, you say, "Hey, you notice that there's usually 8 clowns as part of this ensemble, and right now there's 9.
Looking around, is there anybody that I would recognize that I could, because I don't necessarily know them?
Yeah.
Like anybody, like who would be like in charge or somebody that I can run?
Not someone that's in charge, but you do know that there was someone named, that goes by the name of Kettle. And they've been trying to get in, and they're not welcome there.
Okay. Going to go over to my friend Sir Damien. Just kind of sneak up to his right. It's like, "Hey, I'm
going to
take the pen off and put it back on really quickly."
You yell. I'll just yell the few, the brave.
The few, the brave! Does it get... Like, I'm trying to get the attention of people who...
Yeah, everyone turns and looks.
Oh my god. What's wrong, man? Sir Damien, everybody! Hey. I'm trying to, like...
I'm just, like, closing.
To the clowns. I'm trying to do I recognize which one, or do they all look the same?
They all look the same. You just know that there's supposed to be 8 and there's 9.
I just give up and go, "There's 9 of you!" Okay, they're going back. Sorry about that. There's a clown that's not supposed to be there.
Are you so you're saying we need to...
Please don't kill the clown.
Just one, right? We have to find the right one.
Please, this is your friend.
It's not a crime if you're saving people's lives.
It's a crime if you kill the wrong clown.
You three roll perception.
He's my roommate. Roll
D20.
Roll my what?
Perception.
Cool. Okay. Two.
Two.
Only got nine.
Nine.
Two. Yeah, right? That's a 18.
Oh, for sure. You notice that door ajar as well. And go ahead and roll a D8 for me.
Five.
You notice a retractable dagger.
Take that dagger.
All right. Remind, just keep in mind it's one of the ones where it, like, you stab and then it goes and then it doesn't stab you. Okay, cool. All right. Awesome. Do you mention anything to anyone, or do you just sneak in there and grab it and then...
I just go in. Not even sneak. I just walk in, look around.
Okay. I feel like you would notice. No?
I would notice?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting attention from
random
folks, and I'm more interested in that.
That makes sense.
You just walk
You would notice then.
I slowly follow it.
You slowly follow? Okay. Roll a D... Oh, wait. You rolled a 2. Roll a D8 anyways.
This one?
Yeah.
Three.
Okay.
Good job.
You see a casket of costume jewelry in the room. All right. Okay. So, you took the retractable dagger. You saw an extra clown that isn't supposed to be there. You're getting lots of attention right now, so you're kind of distracted. You notice some fake jewelry. What are you guys going to do right now?
Do you guys think this is worth anything?
I don't know. Is there a spare clown costume just chilling here or no?
Yeah.
Is it still there?
It's still there, yeah.
It's still there. No one's grabbed it. You're taking
it? I do have skills in acrobatics.
Okay.
I do have skills in acrobatics.
So you might be able to use this later is what you're saying.
Yes.
Cool. We might have a disguise for you in the future.
Why would we need a disguise?
Why not?
You never know.
We're
you
just
never
here
know.
To have fun.
This Maybe we need fun. To blend in.
This would be fun. Well, I'm concerned about this extra clown thing. Is this something we should be concerned about?
That's not a thing. I think I might know who it is. Do you guys want to do me a favor and just, like, distract them? I'll pay you.
How much? Sorry. Sure.
This is keeping us from the snail races.
The snail races were going to be fun.
I enjoyed these
actions,
by the way. That was a
wonderful. Well, since I've got some attention, what I'll do to distract everyone is I want to start training for the talent show.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I want... Does anyone have... Anyone here that's in my vicinity have a bow and arrow? You know, crossbow, something like that.
Oh, just a random guy in the back goes, okay. Yeah, I do.
So I want you, sir. What's your name?
LaVorge.
LaVorge. Well, beautiful name.
Thank you. It was given to me by my mom when I was birthed.
I'm
a little gross.
I'm ignoring that. I want you. You have a crossbow?
Yeah.
I want you to stand 10 paces away from me and fire it directly at me.
You want me to fire it at you?
Yes.
What's the talent?
I will deflect it at the last moment with my longsword. Hopefully. I'm just
going to
get shot.
While he's doing this, I'm going to get
shot. Here's what I want you to do.
I'm trying to buy you
time. That's the whole point.
Yeah. I want you to roll 10d20s, and then each one that's above a 10 counts as a success. If you get at least 5 successes,
okay,
it'll
Merrick, like, turns when
it'll,
he hears
it'll
the
succeed.
Plan and goes...
Okay, each one above 10.
Each one above 10, and you need to get 5.
How many is this? 8?
So while he's training, what do y'all do?
Yeah, I'm sneaking around to the crowd to the clowns. Are they still performing? I guess?
Yeah, they're still performing. They're like in a they're all like cramming into, like, you know how they all get into like a car, except
so
it's a carriage.
Get into the cannon together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna sneak over to them and be like,
roll for stealth.
Well, actually, I'm not really trying to sneak. I'm just moving over. I'm just moving behind the crowd.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, like, just,
okay, that's fine.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna go over to them. Are they all in the cannon right now?
Yeah.
What shoots it off? Is there like a big comical wick thing, I assume, or something?
There's a mage, and he's literally just doing like a really weak fireball.
Okay. Don't shoot him. Wait, hold on. One second. I think there's an issue. Nobody's watching. They're watching the guy get shot. We're fine.
Listen, man. This is the only good part of my day. Okay, and you're gonna come here. You're gonna ruin it.
I understand shooting people out of cannons is fun, but
you don't understand how fun it is.
Just hear him out. Hear him out. I think these clowns can wait just one moment.
I want to know. How fun is it?
How about you go shoot them off real quick?
You will never get every single bottom of the bottle that I find is not as good as the rush that I get as watching these little people slide off.
Can I help you this time?
Wait.
What?
Can I like peek my head in the cannon and just be like, I'm just gonna go, Kettle? Are you in there?
There's no response.
The clowns not talk? Are they mimes?
Yes, clowns are mimes.
Okay,
good observation. I was gonna have you guys do an insight, but
okay,
you figured it out on your own.
Like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you guys don't talk. That's your thing. It's fine.
Can you raise a hand?
Yeah. That's not gonna help. I'm telling you.
Yeah, put y'all in a first riddle. You didn't even know it.
I'm telling you, one of you guys is.
What if you guys just don't belong
here? Not a clown. You don't belong here.
That's chlorophobic.
I don't think you can say that, man.
That's chlorophobic.
I don't think he meant it in that way, sir.
Dude, clown is a second class.
You don't understand how defensive these mimes get.
They will. They're
making
rip your
boxes
face off
everywhere.
They will
box you in, bro.
They'll make that glass box smaller and smaller.
I'm trying to see if I have.
There are ways to figure this out, I promise.
Oh, no, I'm sure.
I promise.
Do any of you have sign language?
If someone rolls a 15 on performance, I'll let it. Or if someone actually knows sign language, yeah.
Is that part of your language?
I know a little bit. Y-E-S.
All right, so the mimes might also not know. So I can
do some signing. All
right.
I can do the alphabet and some words.
It's like, what was that? I don't really want
thank
to know.
You,
what are these times?
If you can figure out something that only a mime would understand, sure.
And I'm trying to pass the message off if there's an extra clown.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. What is he doing? Does he do this a lot?
I mean, I think he's trying to speak mine.
Then he's just like, oh no. They get out, and now there's a firing squad of nine clown mimes. And the mage is like, which which one are we on? It's ruining my day.
It's one of the clowns. One of the clowns is ruining your day. We need to figure this out so you can go back to shooting the clowns.
I'm going to cast Fireball on all of the clowns.
Oh my god!
It's not easy to learn that. Trust me, I've tried. Doesn't work out well.
Well, if you have the power of fire.
Please, I want to shoot up some clowns.
Is anyone going to stop this from happening?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Stop.
Let me shoot up some clowns.
Dr.
Rock. Those clowns might be my friend.
I did cocaine.
Not the fairy cocaine.
I've done pixie dust since the day I was born.
Life of a bar.
I'm gonna one of the small tricks that I have learned. I'm gonna cast Minor Illusion to just be a big keg. Like 30 feet away.
Go over there, nice. We'll fix it.
Why?
It's gonna be a prop hunt. We have Among Us and prop hunt.
Guys, he's drunk. We have like maybe 5 minutes before he figures it out and comes back. We need to figure out which one of these clowns is not the clown.
Are we gonna interview them or fight them? What's gonna happen?
They don't talk.
Yes. I have an idea. How about we ask them to perform a clown routine?
Whichever
does not work or does not know what they're doing is clearly the imposter.
Can we just do charades? That'd be much more fun, guys.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
That's actually a really good idea. That's really
good. Are we forcing them to do this routine?
What do you guys have like a handshake or something quick that you guys can do to prove which one of you is real?
I want to see you fit inside that box.
Okay.
They can't go.
Okay, so they, yeah.
Do that
through the box thing.
Can you run? Yeah, can all of you run?
We don't have any, no
late
clans over here.
This way, if they fake it, they have to run full speed into that wall.
If they even hesitate,
while we're doing this, how is him getting shot at going?
I succeeded, I think. Here's the final roll.
Good, you succeed.
I did it.
Sir Damien Rossmore.
Okay, so you, that is noticed amongst the witchlight carnival staff, and you are
15 gold on it, by the way.
Okay, you are now recognized as one of the contenders for the talent show later on.
Aha!
So just so you know, that is how you guys get in.
Cool.
You have to impress the staff somehow.
That's awesome.
All right, so.
Look at you getting in.
So back to the mimes.
I'm Sir Damien.
The head mime does the box. He runs in full speed, no problem. The second one runs in full speed, no problem. The third one sits there.
Pulls out second dagger. Puts first dagger in B. Grabs third dagger.
No.
They run into the box, fall straight down, and their spell of disguise self is broken.
Okay.
And you see a tiefling who you recognize, who has been told that they're not welcome here by Mr. Witch and Mr. Light. Yeah. This is Kettle, yeah.
Kettle?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I figured. Kettle, what are you doing?
It's not fair. It's not. No, because you and all these other people, no, it's not fair. You know it's not.
I mean, I don't make the rules, Kettle.
You can't just break in and try to get shot out of the cannon.
What are rules if they just make them up as they go?
I mean, if he wants to die, if I get shot out
of the cannon. No, it's bad for the carnival.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Fireball, can we still hunt clowns? Please?
Is there, like, any, like, authoritative figure in the area that I can kind of...
What you can do is you can request to have some witch light hands come and try to escort Kettle out. You would have to roll a d6 to see how many witch light hands show up.
Okay. Cool.
6,
man.
Six. Oh, All right. So 6.
They're like, Kettle, we got him.
Yeah, 6 hands show up, and they're like, Kettle, dude, Chica, what are you doing? Why are you here? Like, we told you not to be here. And she's just like, no, you don't get it. And there's pieces missing, and you know it. You all know it. And she's just dragged off.
Do I know, like, the reasoning? Is there a reason why that Kettle's
you,
not?
What you're told, what you were told by Perrin, what you were told by Perrin is that someone was caught doing something that they weren't supposed to, and it had Kettle's name attached to it.
Oh, okay.
That's all you know.
All right. Sorry about that. Carnival business. Everybody wants to be a part of the show, you know? Can't always be a part of the show. It was fun, though, right?
Don't be sorry. It was impressive watching you decipher.
No, you and those bows. That was pretty impressive.
I do this every day.
What a job. I could get you an interview.
I would like to be in the talent show.
I meant the carnival, but sure. That's
probably... Get the money. Get the bag, you dumbass.
We have to pay rent still.
You guys wouldn't see him for 8 years.
Get the job!
You know, I'm in retirement. I'm a soldier.
You're only 47 years old, dude.
I'm only 30-something years
old. Oh, that's even worse.
So
I'm in retirement, but I appreciate it.
Not for everyone.
It seems like a wondrous place. I understand why people would want to sneak in, maybe. Not that any of us...
As you guys are talking, the tent starts to close down, and everyone says, "Hey, we appreciate you guys for coming here, but please go look at some other things."
I guess
you guys
we're done with
the
snail
racing, right?
Yeah.
Snail racing, then Hall of Illusions. That's what my vote.
Okay.
Snail racing.
But before that, I need nicotine in real life.
Go for it. I'm gonna smoke a prune.
Yeah. Too?
So. We're going to...
Dibs on the pain.
Okay.
I get advantage, so...
Here's going to be 0, so everyone put, like, your d4 right there.
You should definitely...
And then...
we all get a d4.
Yeah, so your d4 is going to represent the snail. So,
oh,
Peyton, Saphir, Shannon, and Beatrice. So there should be 4 d4s.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Okay. So just try to eyeball it, right?
Mm-hmm.
One tick. Cool. All right. Let the race commence. Roll your 2d20s and see how far your snail gets.
Do we each roll? Do I roll 4 then? Should I have advantage?
You have advantage, yeah. So you'll roll.
213s,
you'll roll twice.
Motherfucker.
213s. Okay. And you bet on Peyton and Tafir, right?
And the other one, but yes.
Okay, Peyton, Tafir, and Beatrice, right?
No, I think Shannon.
Shannon.
Oh, Shannon.
Yeah.
13. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I don't know why I'm counting that. That's the same thing. Okay. Alright, that's what y'all gotta beat. Y'all gotta beat 213s. That's gonna be Peyton and Tafir. So Peyton and Tafir are tied in first right now.
I got 15 and 18.
15 and an 18, okay.
That's good.
14, 15.
16, 17.
18. Alright, once we get to you, that'll count as 40.
Okay.
This is why we can't have nice things.
I got a 10 and a 3.
A 10 and a 3? Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can you finish that for me?
1, 2, 3. Alright.
5 and 12.
5 and a 12. Go ahead and move Peyton for me 5 spaces.
Which one's that?
Peyton is going to be the... That one. Why? Why are they calling?
You said 5 and 1? What was the other one?
Hold on 1 second. Hello?
12.
I don't know how to
do it. You're doing a great job.
No.
Yes. 12.
Go Peyton.
That's the biggest
one. Oh my god. Really, really close.
Is that Peyton, this one?
What? This one? Yeah.
Okay. Oh no, it doesn't sound good though.
Okay, yeah, we'll head over there right now. We'll head over there right now. We're like 5 minutes away.
We'll finish this. Good first game, guys. We had fun.
Okay, thank you. Okay, all right. Okay, so we need to cut this short.